بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث 159. We need someone to read it for us. Yes, brother.
Atiyya reported, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us when we were bathing his daughter. And he told us, wash her with water and with the leaves of loot tree, 3 or 5 times or more than that if you think fit. And you can put camphor or some of the camphor in the last washing. Then inform me when you have finished. So when we had finished, we informed him. And he gave to us his own garment saying, put it next to her body. Muslim.
And in another narration?
And in another narration, or 7, he said, begin with her right side and with the place of wudu. Atiyya said, and we plaited her hair into 3 braids.
Jazakallah khair. Now, washing the dead, the procedure usually is the same. First of all, you try your level best to take off the clothes without tearing them. Why? So that we can have someone use the clothes instead of tearing the shirts, tearing the trousers, tearing everything. We can wash them and give them to the poor so they can use it. Sometimes it is difficult or impossible, as in the case of injuries, as in the case of burns, so you have to have scissors and you cut them off. After that, while doing this, you have to make sure that the awrah is covered. And the awrah, the part of the body that is not allowed for people to see, for men it's from the navel to the knees, and for women it is from below the neck to the knees. So women cannot see the breasts of other women, they cannot see the bare back of other women. This is not permissible in Islam. So we cover the awrah, and then scholars say that we look, if the nails are long, we clip them. For men, if their mustache is long, we trim it. And the first thing that usually would be recommended to do is that you make the dead person, the corpse, sit halfway. So you bring him from under his neck, make him sit halfway, and then gently press over his stomach while pouring a lot of water on the private parts. Why is that? Because if the bladder is full, if the stomach has some waste that it wants to release, we won't want it to release it while carrying the funeral to the prayer hall or to the masjid or to the burial. So we must try our best to purify the body. So by gently pressing on the stomach, you know that all the muscles are loose. So anything that is ready to go, it will go. And then scholars say it is recommended that you clean the mouth by a piece of cotton, the teeth, and the nose, the nostrils, with a piece of cotton while putting water. Because you cannot make that person turn the water in his mouth. It is not advisable to open his mouth and put water, because this would go to his stomach directly. So it's only with a wet piece of cotton you do this. What about the water? What kind of water should I use? You use room temperature water. So if it is extremely cold, then you use some sort of normal water. And if extremely hot, then you use middle type of water. You don't use too hot nor too cold. And the loot tree or the lotus, it's a green substance from the leaves made and crushed and so on. And this is used as follows. We put the amount needed with this much of water and we beat it regularly until foam starts to come out. And then we increase water while still beating it until we have a big bucket of water with foam on it. This is the way of using it with the water. Now, what do I do with the foam? I take the foam and I wash his beard and I wash his head as if it's a form of shampoo. This is what's the foam used for. One would say, okay, can we use normal soap? And I says yes. But the sunnah is better in following it because sidr gives a special treatment to the skin. And some say that it has the characteristic or the feature of repelling insects from coming, from the smell, or I don't know. Either way, we are recommended to follow the sunnah, but if you don't, by washing the deceased with soap, does the job. The Prophet instructed Atiyah to use sidr. Afterwards, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you wash her 3, 5, in another narration, 7 times, or even more. Some scholars say, no, you have to restrict to 7. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, begin with the right-hand side and with the places of wudu, which made some scholars say that the first thing you begin with is offering wudu. Give the deceased wudu. And this is similar to our normal, what? To our normal ghusl. The sunnah for us is to make wudu, then make ghusl. So with the deceased, it's the same thing. You offer wudu, you wash the right-hand side, and then the wipe on the head, the face, the whole thing in sequence. After that, after you wash or you make the wudu, you wash the entire body. Now, how do I wash the entire body? Scholars say that you have a piece of cloth that you wrap around your hand. And preferably, it is your left hand because you're going to clean the private parts. But you do this from underneath the cloth that is covering the awra. The rest of the body is clear. I start by washing the right hand side, the shoulders, the hips, and so on. The man is lying on his back. So I start with the right hand side, and then I put the right leg over the left leg. The legs are like this. I put his right leg on the left leg. Why? So that when I turn the body, it turns quickly. Because I have to turn the body to the left side so I can wash the back right side of the deceased. And if the legs are like this, if you try to move him, it will not move. So that's why you have to bring the leg over the following or the second leg. He has only 2 legs, so you have to put the leg on the other one and turn him on the left side and then wash the back side, the right side to the legs, turn him back again, put the left and the right, and twist him over, and this is one wash. During which I clean from underneath the garment, the private parts, the front and the back, to ensure that it is clean. And I put excessive amount of water so that if anything comes out, it goes with the water and I don't see it. If you use little amounts of water and you see things, maybe this would make you feel a little bit disgusted, maybe. And it is forbidden completely to tell anyone of what you see. You're not allowed to go out and say, well, I saw so much filth and so much dirt. This guy was stinking. Astaghfirullah wa tubi ilayh. This is something that you have to conceal. And if you disclose it, Allah will punish you for it. And if you conceal it, Allah will forgive you how many times? 40 times. Allah will forgive you 40 times. So imagine how much reward you are getting. And I wash him once. I do the same process twice. I do the same process 3 times. If I still, while washing, see something coming out, I do what? 5 times. Again, I do 7 times. Some scholars say after the 7th, that is it. You don't do anything. But what to do if there is still some najasa, some impurity coming out? Old scholars used to say that you have to put something that blocks the passage. And whether it is mud or it is some form of cement or what, some form of plasters that would stop this. Nowadays we have diapers. So scholars always get a diapers ready. So if najasa is still coming out after seventh time of washings, and you put a diaper and you seal it tightly, and that is it. What to do afterwards? You dry the body, and then you either, and this is the most likely way of doing it. Now, we're washing the body on a wooden surface, which has holes in it so that it allows the water to, anything can do. Nowadays, in new places for washing the bodies, specially designed for that, they have big platforms that are made from marbles with special holes in it. And it looks like a kitchen when you see it. It looks as if it's a kitchen, but actually it has all the sprays necessary for the water and all the necessary tools available. Makes it clean, makes it easy. The drainage is also clean, and there's special clothes that you put on for hygienic purposes. The place is wet. We dry the deceased with a towel, and in another location, we spread the three sheets. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was himself shrouded in three white sahul, meaning either referring to a city or a village in Yemen where they used to make these types of white cotton clothes, or it means to be white and pure. And this is his sunnah. So we bring three pieces of clothes. Now, one would say, I'm a rich man. Actually, I am on the top 10 of Forbes list of richest men in the world. And one would say, Akhi, what are you doing here? If you are, well, hypothetically speaking, I am not, alhamdulillah. And I wish and pray to Allah that I will never be. Because the more money you have, the more sins you gain, generally speaking. So if I were on the top list of these 10 richest men, can I, for example, buy something that is expensive? A designer's clothes, for example, a shroud to be shrouded in? No. It has to be clean and it has to be normal. Signs of extravagant while doing this would only add to your sins. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.